Now, I'd like you to give me your impressions as clearly and in as much detail as you can manage of the events of the 1st of July, 1916, as they affected you.
Yeah. On the morning of the 1st of July, we were in this wood 2 miles behind the front. Reveille was at 4:30, breakfast was at 5, and we were ordered to be mo ready to be mo to ready to move off at 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, by this time the bombardment had started, and the ground shook even where we were. And from the edge of the wood, we could see the hundreds and hundreds of gun flashes, smoke, and there was, by this time we knew by the sound, by the reports, whether it was field artillery or whether it was garrison artillery, whether it was 18-pounders or whether it was 60-pounders. And I think every gun that was made was used on that 1st of July. Then we were told of our objective, which was a slag heap at Bapaume, which was 5 miles behind the German lines. There was a slag heap there, and that we were going to have a forced march and take this slag heap. Then we knew why we had to spend so much time at Le Pounoir attacking this slag heap, because our objective was a slag heap outside the town of Bapaume, and we would have a forced march through the British line, German lines, and we were going to take this slag heap, and we would hold it at all costs.
What happened?
We waited and waited for the signal to move off. Already, everybody was anxious to go, and we waited and waited. At 10 o'clock in the morning, streams of wounded came back past us. Ambulances, walking wounded, and one very pathetic sight, a long stream of about 30 men blinded, being led by RAMC private away to the rear where they would receive attention. And time, the hours went by, and then at 12 o'clock we were sent to take the mess orderly, send the mess orderlies back to the back of this wood where the cook carts were, and we knew that we weren't going to move, and that we knew then that the front line hadn't been cracked. And it was a very, very despondent battalion that sat down to their meal.